PJ Holmes, but they seem like they can't let go of each other.
Oh. And Kanye West channeled his inner bad bunny with a cell phone. Will this play? Also, Katy Perry and Miranda Kerr walked the red carpet together. Welcome to Dish Nation!
Hey!
Now, Brad is out, honey, but back, honey, with us is our good Judy songbird and actress, Miss Tamar Braxton.
Hey, y'all. Ooh, I love being here. Okay, so I got a whole bunch of tea, so we got to get into it, okay?
Come on.
All right. Looks like Michael B. Jordan is single, and he is ready to mingle, okay? So Michael B. Jordan took over hosting Saturday Night Live over the weekend, and during his opening monologue, he revealed that he is on a dating app, y'all. Take a look.
Most people after a breakup are like, I'm going to get in better shape. But I was already in Creed shape. So I had to be like, all right, I guess I'll learn a new language. Anyway, estoy en raya.
Now, Tamar.
Huh?
First of all, let's be clear. You know, damn well, he getting paid to do that dating app, number one. Mm-hmm. He ain't on no dating app just to be on the dating app. And number two, honey, he acting like he was just so sad because Lori Harvey left him. Girl, he couldn't wait to get back to knowing black women. So let's be clear.
Now you know you're wrong for that.
Uh-oh.
I used to be on Raya.
Really? Well, okay.
How did it work? I was on there for like 6 months and nobody messaged me.
Really?
Did they know
not
you?
One message.
Oh.
Well, first of all, he might have gotten paid because the first rule about Raya is that you're not supposed to speak about Raya.
It's like Fight Club.
Yeah, you're not supposed to say anything about it. So maybe it was a little, you know, coin exchanges.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, I don't think people believe that it was me or maybe nobody was
right?
interested.
Were you swiping right
I was
on
swiping. I had, you know, message people, they never hit me back.
Really?
Never.
Maybe they were the fake ones because when you were like responding to other real, like famous people.
I mean, I just, you know, what's going on with everybody else was doing. I was swiping, leave a message, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I guess they wasn't here for it. Wow.
Okay, now, Tana, Gary, you ever thought about joining a celebrity dating app like Raya?
I've only applied to Raya like, I don't know, 4 or 5 times. They won't let me on there.
Are
I don't
you serious?
I'm right. They won't let me on Raya, guys.
My man is on TV 5 days a week. But do you have to pay to be on it?
You do.
Oh, hell no. Well, I won't be on it.
I think you should do it, Gary.
Yeah,
not if you got to pay, baby. No, ma'am.
We'll make your profile.
That's like me paying for a man, bitch. No.
I know that's right.
All right, moving on. If TJ Holmes and Amy Robach were bothered by their joint departure from ABC, they certainly weren't showing it. Hours after ABC announced it had parted ways with the GMA3 co-anchors on Friday, the couple were seen smiling and looking unbothered in these L.A. streets.
Mm.
The pops caught them holding hands, hugging. And guys, even at one point, Amy jumped up in TJ's arms and wrapped her legs around his waist.
Child.
You know, you would have think that they would dial down the PDA because of what happened the first time. But anyhow, according to ABC's reps, both parties will receive payouts per their contracts.
Okay.
But what are your thoughts on this? They look real happy. Those payouts must
be because they,
nice.
They got paid out pretty well, and now they're on a forever date. You know what I mean? Like, they can be outside for the, you know, as long as they want to be.
Mm-hmm. But she's so dumb.
Why you say that?
Because first of all, I wouldn't be up in his damn lap the way she jumped up on him. He gonna give it to her. First of all, she got more money than him. She has much more money than
really?
Him.
Really?
Oh, Google her. She got more money than him, and his ass, honey, he's, yeah, I'm gonna hold you right now, but trust me, he gonna cheat on her in a minute.
And she ain't left. That means she don't care. That means he is rocking her world.
You know what that remind me of? When Whitney jumped on Bobby when he got out the pen.
I'm not doing this. It is very similar.
She jumped right up in his thing, honey.
That's different.
I forgot about that, but you're right.
You're right.
Well, yo, it looks like Kanye West is following in Bad Bunny's footsteps.
Uh-oh.
Now, reportedly, Ye is under investigation after allegedly snatching a woman's cell phone from her hands and tossing it into the street when she refused to stop filming him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, according to reports, the incident took place after he was leaving his daughter's basketball game on Friday. Now, in the clip, it captured Ye getting out of his car and confronting the woman while she was filming him from inside her car. And when she tried to argue that she could film him because he was a celebrity,
Wow. That's
when Ye reached into the car, grabbed her phone, and threw it into the street.
If I say stop...
I wasn't running.
If I say, it ain't running.
I wasn't
running. Stop with
running.
Your cameras.
I know, but
stop
Kanye,
your
you're...
It's giving too much, though. Like, at this point, they're harassing him.
They're definitely... I watched some clips when they came out, like, over the weekend, because there were several people that were harassing him.
Yeah.
He was just, like, taking them in line,
agreed.
Like, letting them know what was up. And it's like, I'm sorry, he's a human being watching his kids play ball.
Yeah, one of the guys literally said, can't you go see your kids at home or
which
something?
Which is ridiculous.
And it's like, yo, I would have snuffed that dude. Like, yo, I'm going to see my kids. Where I'm going to go see my kids at?
Yeah.
Don't film me. Don't film my kids.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's Kanye also seems like a guy, unfortunately, who's easily tauntable, right? Like, if you can tell that he's already been talking to the cops and you're in there with your phone and you got the person in the passenger seat of your car filming to film, you're just trying to get a rise out of the guy. That's not fair.
Like, you can tell Kanye West you got his nose. He'd be like, no, you don't, fam. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he is ready for the smoke at all times.
All right, let's shift from Kanye to some happier people. I'm talking about Orlando Bloom's ex-wife. Now, Gary, you have to help me out with this because, you know, I can't say it right. Mm-hmm. What's her name?
Miranda Kerr.
Yes, and his fiance, Katy Perry. Now, the two ladies are such great friends that they walked on the red carpet together at the G-Day USA Arts Gala together, and they were having a fabulous time. And that's not all. Oh. The American-Australian Association gave Miranda the Excellence in the Arts Award, and Katy even introduced her, saying... Most of the media would like to see us mud wrestle, including her husband, Evan, but we are here to lead by love because Miranda is love. Oh, what do you guys think about that? Yeah. That's cool.
Certain pockets of Hollywood, typically white people, these things are usually okay.
True.
You don't often see the black celebs mingling with their exes unless it's like, you know, Will Smith. You know what I mean?
Or I do that often.
You mingle with the exes?
Baby daddy always hang out.
But what
is it just hanging out?
You know, we just hanging out. It's like my cousin. It's my cousin Vince. Hi. We're related on my son's side.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, after last night's NFC and AFC championship games, the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl. You guys,
I'm
excited.
That's exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited for Philly.
All right, now most fans of these teams are super hyped this week, but Donna Kelce finds herself in quite the pickle. Who's Donna Kelce, you ask? Well, she's the mother of Eagles center Jason Kelce and Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce. Whoa. That's right. She's the first mom to have two sons competing against each other for the Lombardi Trophy, all right?
Wow.
Now, they're not going to take the field at the same time because they both play on offense, but Donna's definitely going to be torn. She told Fox 8, it's your hopes and dreams coming true, but it's your worst fears. Somebody's gonna go home a loser, and neither of them lose very well.
Oh, Lord.
Crazy.
Who's gonna go get ice cream after the game?
Fire
reminds want to know.
But I guess it would be the same thing, like if my mom or me and Tony was nominated in the same category, the Grammys.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, how would my mom feel?
Oh, yeah.
Sure, exactly.
I guess it's a win-win for her, though, right?
Yeah, but I mean, it's going to be a
win-lose. You know you did good.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You gave your kids everything they needed to be as great as they needed to be, and now they're playing football on the biggest stage that one could possibly play it on. So you got to be a proud mom.
But that would be kind of different, though. But I'm sure y'all wouldn't be petty about it. So, you know, you'd be happy if Tony won, and she'd be happy if you won.
Oh, no, I'm going to be petty about it. I'm about to get it nominated. She has seven. I can get one. Okay, thank you. Praise him.
Well, all right. Well, shifting gears, this one really hurts because, you know, this is like right here with the family, but comedian Brandon Smiley, son of our very own Ricky Smiley, passed away over the weekend at just 32 years old. And, you know, I actually watched this young man grow up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I met him when he was, like, a teenager. And, you know, he was always one of those guys who, like, you know, like, was always willing to, like, learn things and also do things his own way. And, you know, he really blazed his own trail. And, you know, Gary, you spent a lot of time around him as well.
Yeah, I was like a third parent, honey. When I started working for Ricky, I was his personal assistant.
Wow.
And I helped raise those kids, basically, because they were small.
Yeah, so, you know, we're asking everybody, you know, that's a part of our Dish Nation family to just send love, prayers, and just all your positive energy to not only Ricky, but also Brandon's family as well, and as well as his friends, man. May he rest in peace. And y'all stay tuned. It's more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation.
All right, we're back. Pamela Anderson has no filter in her forthcoming memoir, Love, Pamela. The former Playboy playmate claims she saw, get this, Jack Nicholson having a threesome at the Playboy Mansion.
What?
Here's what she wrote. They were all giggling and kissing up against the wall, sliding all over each other. I walked by to use the mirror, bending over the sink to fix my lip gloss, trying not to look, but I couldn't help myself and caught his eye in the reflection. I guess that got him to the finish line because he made a funny noise, smiled, and said, thanks, dear.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Pam Anderson saying that she basically, that these two women weren't enough and that she helped him relieve himself of a little eye contact. How much stimulation does the Joker need, you guys?
Oh, my God.
Now, let's just say, like, Mom, you've seen a lot of things in this business. If it was Pamela Anderson, would you have freaked out as well?
Well, I have not seen that yet, HK. But I just want to, you know, clutch my pearls and cover my shirt. Like, oh, my God, I would feel icky.
Well, I've been to the Playboy Mansion and people had their clothes on.
Really?
Yeah, when Steve Harvey took me for his birthday party there, I mean, I was all in the grotto and all over the place, but people had the clothes on.
That's what I thought. I thought it was like this sexy, keep your clothes on type of place, no?
I think it also is based on what kind of shindig they're throwing
that
night.
Okay.
They know that Steve Harvey ain't really trying to see nobody bust it wide open.
Right. Hello.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you still got Family Feud to do, you know what I mean? So,
All right, well, speaking of beautiful women and their wild encounters with men, Amber Rose said those days are over for her. Yes. Mother said the dating world is a beast and men are disgusting out here, okay? She said she don't even want the eggplant. Ooh, is that bad? Listen to this.
I don't want penis. I don't want to share my house or my life with anyone.
Yeah.
I don't want anyone around my kids. I don't want to have sex.
You don't?
No.
Wait, why?
Ew.
You just think it's gross?
No,
you don't get
guys
horny.
Sling. It's so gross. I don't want it.
Miss Rose.
Look what y'all did. You broke her. You broke Amber.
That's terrible. Yeah. Okay, she got more to say, y'all. She even went as far as saying that she wouldn't mind taking a dip in the lady pond or just being by herself. She is completely happy not sharing her bed with anyone. What?
Really?
Is that deep, sis?
Here's the thing. Is like, both men and women do this from time to time, where they'll just talk about, like, men will just be like, women are terrible and this, that. Mm. And then sometimes women will do, oh, men are so terrible, blah, blah, blah. Well, at that point, the problem's you, boo. And it's like the kind of people that you're pursuing in relationships with.
Could be a point. It
you
does
know?
Seem like it's been a particular type. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what about a good dude from the cell phone kiosk at the mall?
I mean, the regular guy is just his worst.
Hello?
There's more broke, disgusted.
Hello.
Regular women.
Hello.
Damn it. Rich was like,
ding, 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 ding. He got it right.
Wait, so what? That there's more broke, disgusted regular women than there are rich women?
It doesn't matter what they do. They could be broke. They could be rich. They could be middle of the road. It's a different time out here.
Tamar, do you think you ever get to the point where, honey, you'll wake up and not want to see another man again?
I did. I felt that way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When me and my ex broke up, I didn't want nothing to do with nobody. Yeah.
No, but now you back.
I might be. Sometimes. You know, it's lonely out here in these roads.
It is.
Yeah.
All right, well, Amber Rose might not want men, but most women do, and Valentine's Day is coming up, and there's a lot of things that can factor into finding that right person. Right, Santa and Gary?
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, absolutely. Personality, humor, chemistry, attraction, just to name a few.
Too bad there's not some sort of technology that can easily find the right person for you, but if you're hiring, there is technology that can quickly help you find the right person for your open role. ZipRecruiter's matching technology, and right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation.
That's right. If you see the one, ZipRecruiter makes it easy to send them a personal invite so they're more likely to apply to your job.
Okay, so there isn't a technology like this, so I can find a man?
No, Gary, but for the people out there, you can find candidates that you're crazy about. With ZipRecruiter, employers love ZipRecruiter, yo. And in fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to this exclusive web address to try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Okay, guys, congratulations are in order for Mark Anthony for keeping up with his ex, J-Lo. That's right, J-Lo's ex and the father of her twins just matched her number of nuptials. They've both now been married 4 times.
Oh.
This is a congratulations. We're happy for him. We're happy about this.
To a degree.
We love.
At what point do you be like, you know what, maybe I'm just the liking type.
Yeah.
Not the marrying type.
Okay, Mark, who's 54,
tied
the knot with 23-year-old model Nadia Ferreira over the weekend in Miami. Sadly, Jenny from the Block and her kids were not there, but someone who was in attendance was David Beckham, and he wasn't just a guest. He served as one of the best men.
Wow.
We're happy. I'm happy for Mark. I'm very happy.
After seeing a picture of her, I'm happy for him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, definitely came up, but how long do you think that's gonna go the distance? Like, what do you have in common with somebody?
I don't know, because she for sure married her pop.
She strikes me like 23 is like the kind of age where you would find out about Mark Anthony accidentally on TikTok. You know, it's like she didn't actually know who he was. Yeah. You know,
he knew her.
He's in a band or something.
Yeah, right. Like, jeez.
What are their conversations like? I'm confused.
I don't even know. Like, I mean, because like, do you even watch the same things as your youngest child?
Absolutely not. And I'm not interested. And he's not interested in what I watch on TV either.
Uh-huh. So he wanted that permanent babysitter is what he...
Yeah. Oh, my God. That got creepy real quick. Oh, Lord. Okay, everybody. It's time for a... Okay, I'm excited about this one. My girl Lala Anthony, who divorced Carmelo Anthony in 2021, just shared her new perspective on marriage. She says, single people don't seem to have marriage as a goal. I mean, at least like, not like they used to. And on top of that, she says, married people don't love marriage either. Y'all check out what she said. She said, most, I'm not saying all, I'm being careful with my words, but most married people that I know are miserable and not happy and don't want to be married. What y'all think about that?
Head crack.
I definitely have had this conversation with people. Like,
okay,
that was like one of my like apprehensions about wanting to be married, because most of the married people I knew were miserable. Mm-hmm. They felt like they was on parole. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like on Rikers Island.
And
at the end of the day, I feel that.
Okay.
You know, because like, because you got to report to a warden, you know what I'm saying?
You feel stuck.
Like, you can't have all the visitors you want. It's similar to a prison.
Yeah. Yeah. I used to think I was like the marriage, you know, wife, you know, material thing. I don't think so anymore.
Really?
I really want the person to be there on their own free will, not because, you know, we took vows and you promised me and you got to be. No, I can't. Mm-hmm. We got to be free. And I also want to be free to do what I want to do. Mm-hmm. Like, if I want to go out with my friends, I want to be able to go out with my friends and come home without there being any beef. How about that?
And not having to ask, can I go out with them?
Yeah, I ain't asking you, not my daddy, though. Yeah. I can't get with that.
I like the free in, free out thing, but I feel like for me, like, I would need the ability for her to be able to get out to be just a little tricky. I would need a little paperwork involved, because I think she would just be like, bye, see you later.
Two Chainz' dad left him some money, but it's not how you think. We've got details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Rapper 2 Chainz recently had to have a busted pipe repaired in his basement, and a crew came out to repair the pipe, but to his surprise, he found a stash of money in his basement, which belonged to his pops.
Oh, what? So sweet to me.
Yeah. Sweet?
Yeah. What a fantastic memory. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what if you lost a loved one, and then you found, like, a stash of money of theirs? I'm like, what a nice gift.
Yeah, and then I was trying to, like, ID and figure out how much money was there. I think it looked like rolled up ones. How much money do you think it was there?
I don't know. I feel like maybe a couple $100.
I thought it was a bunch of ones. Like, it was about $20.
Could be like a one on the outside, then a stack of hundreds and like rolled up.
Now, let's just say, like, you know, 2080, right? Because we'll all still be alive.
Absolutely.
And if someone went in your basement and found the box, what would they find?
They'd probably find some pics of
pics that you printed, that you had printed out?
Yeah. And then put it inside the wall.
Yeah, and put them
like
in the box. Yeah, because I did it in Houston.
What?
If you find my house in 2080, it's going to be like old love letters. Because I'm a hoarder. I keep everything.
Okay.
And I think the next logical place to put certain things is in the walls of the house.
Wow.
Really? Besides my pics, I would have some insulation. That would be nice in my wall.
Imagine if you had so many pictures that it was the insulation.
Okay.
It got to be a guy thing. Girls are not hiding things in the wall.
Really?
That's very weird.
Gary's the bone collector. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.